George?
Yes, sir. Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Derek out in Cody, Wyoming.
Well, what's going on in Wyoming?
Not a whole lot.
Well, I'm glad you got through.
Tonight? What's that?
Glad you got through.
Yeah, I've been trying for a long time. So, tonight we were out, some friends of mine, there's a river that runs through town and it goes through a canyon. And there's some natural hot springs there.
Okay.
And there's like two different locations. One of them, it's just there's like a natural rock kind of barrier that goes around it. And on the other side, it was a commercial place a while back, and there's cement that goes around it, and it's a nice pool. And so we were down there tonight, and there were quite a few people, and a few of them were at the one spot, and then about the other half were at the other. And we're sitting there, and this canyon is probably, I don't know, maybe 200 feet deep. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the whole canyon just lights up in this blue turquoise color. And it was just like instantaneous, just all of a sudden lit up. And pretty much everyone that we were with saw it. And we tried to, we waited for a little bit, and it was silent, and it was like nothing around us. And then all of a sudden, it was just like a nice breeze came with it.
Ooh.
And we left the canyon, and we tried to get a hold of the other group of people that were down at the other spot, and we haven't been able to get a hold of them all night.
You think something's wrong here?
I don't know. I mean, a few of them were from another town, but we haven't been able to contact them. And it was like, it was so bright that you could see, I mean, because it was dark, but you could see just perfect everyone around you. You could see them.
Was this like an object?
I don't, it was just like a, like, it was like a ball of light just went from one canyon, because I saw the whole thing, and it was like 100 miles an hour, just went through the canyon.
Okay, but not fast enough where a meteorite would have just, like,
no,
that. Okay.
No. And it was like, it was just went down the canyon, and where we were at, it was probably 100 yards long before it went around the bend at both places, and the whole canyon just was like a blue color.
And now some people that were there on the other side, they're gone.
We haven't been able to get a hold of them the whole night. And it's probably a half a mile to a mile apart, these two spots. And so we don't know if they saw it or if they left. But we got out and around, and it took us probably 45 minutes to get from where we were up to our cars and over there, and their car was gone, and we don't know where they are.
Is it unusual that you can't find them?
Yeah.
Man, this is strange. Like they were abducted or picked up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what it was, but everyone, there were probably 10 people with me, and everyone saw the canyon get lit up, but I think I was the only one who saw the ball of light go through the air.
That's a great story. You might have had one heck of a sighting out there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
How about that? And then people are gone. We got to follow up on that one.